Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know how you type though. Oh, it says rate a comment at the bottom.
The doctor is in. Nope. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Can you move this forward?
Hello. Glad to have you with us. We are checking our communications, make sure everything is cool. Okay. Did you hear us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know. Why would you think not?
Because I don't know. All right. Anyway, we're getting ourselves kind of, you know, squared away here. And I have to... Jim, why don't you put your part first, and then I'll do mine. I have to get settled here.
I could have done it while I was doing my part, but all right. Welcome, everybody. I want to remind this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also, would like to remind all you folks out there, but since we just started the show, it's only a couple of you, and Catherine is one of them. If you're international, let us know. We'll give you live international shout-outs when it does happen. When you do show up, that is not when it happens. Well, when you show up, it will happen. But right now, we have none to give to shout-outs to, but if they roll in, we'll give them out. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in for your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait, and that's a true statement. You don't hear a show, something went wrong, hang up, call back. That is almost always the fix. Let's see here. Facebookers, as we always have said and said again, that when it is time that the phone calls are low and slow, we will turn to you for readings. We just can't tell you when and where and all that other stuff. So you'll just have to stand by and wait for instructions, but don't be calling in on your own because we have to be ready. There's no automatic hold cue system. So, and that's regardless of how you get your reading, when you hear the sound of the harps, that is means your reading has concluded. It's come to an end. All good things must come to an end, including your reading. Yep, mine does that too.
Oh, what does that mean?
Been doing it all day. Yes, I did it yesterday during the show too. Like,
I wonder what that means.
I don't know. So when you hear the harp, let your show come to an end. And let the show come to an end. See, this is really, this is not the way we should have started.
Because? Just roll with it.
When you hear the harps, STFU, they say. Just let it end. Your reading's over. Don't try to push it. Okay, be cool. Be cool. Be cool. Because there's other people. And I will give you a single card, an angel card, and that card is the Lighted Goal Pathway Oracle card tonight. It's an interesting card. It's got a message kind of all over the place, but it still is a message, and messages are good. These aren't bad messages. International shout-out to Olay in Lebanon. International shout out to Sophia in Sweden. Here they
come.
From the international, from around the world, spanning the globe. Why don't you, you shut that off? Okay.
I'll have to work with it.
Okay, Deb, I have finished my part.
My part is a reminder to all that I am using only ordinary playing cards for the readings during this show.
You don't have to do that.
Well, he says that's why we sound so far away. It's because we're not up onto the...
I'm not going to lean in every time I talk.
No, you're going to have your own. You're going to have your own setup.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it's coming. It is coming.
It's almost like I can't wait to have grabs.
Anyway, we call this a pop-up show. Because we were in the middle of stuff this afternoon, and all of a sudden we thought, hey, why don't we do a show? So here we are.
and we're glad to have you with us. We're using ordinary playing cards for these readings. So the distinction needs to be made. Not tarot, not oracle, not any of the other systems that are out there. This is strictly personal prophecy as it is conducted using ordinary playing cards. And as the regulars know, I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of your calls.
How come you messed with that? I'm
trying to find a spot for it.
What was wrong with it?
And that is my personal choice. Others do their own thing with 2, 3, 5, however many cards they feel like doing it with. I just would rather see your, you know, landscape of your life. I like calling it that. So that is what we're attempting here. As my screen keeps refreshing itself.
But it doesn't affect anything.
I wonder if Facebookers have the same issue.
I already asked. Just let it go, Deb.
Okay, we let it go.
It did it all yesterday through the entire show. I'm surprised you didn't notice it.
No.
Did it. I mentioned it, but you didn't catch on.
Was it on my machine, too?
Well, I don't see why it wouldn't have been, because it is now.
That is true.
Anyway, I think you ignore it. Pretend it didn't happen. Don't be mesmerized by it. Doesn't matter. It doesn't affect the audio. It's not going with it, apparently.
Tell us what day it is.
Sunday. I don't know. I didn't even look yet.
Well, look.
All right. It says, Deb, shut the hell up day. Hey, I didn't. We didn't even know that was on here. Hey, that's great.
Thank
that
you.
Should actually be every day, I think. But National Roof Over Your Head Day. Who cares about that? Let's hug day. Yeah, whatever.
Who cares? If you don't have a roof over your head, you might really care.
You could make one. You could build a lean-to, and if you're homeless, you live in a tent, that's still a roof. A tent is a roof.
Oh, God, I bet it's hard to get internet connection, you know, installed in your tent.
You don't, obviously.
Yeah.
No, but a lot of times, there's a few cities out there starting to offer, like, citywide Wi-Fi and shit like that, but there's not a lot of them because, you know, people just won't buy it then. All right, so not too many great days today. It's, you know, International Disability Day. I don't know what Blue Christmas must be something to do with.
Oh, Blue Christmas is all of our
police,
EMS, anybody that's, I don't know. I don't think it has to do with mood.
Apparently this is on our end, this is happening, so
yeah.
Everybody else is cool. So
well, that's
be,
good.
That's right. It is Monday for some people. All right. But
right.
When I say what day it is today, it's our time. I'm not going to go through all the freaking different places. It could be different days. Of course, that's only 2 days, but yeah. But anyway, of course, I guess you can go back a day, right? Can't you, too, if you go the other direction? You know, if you start going
back.
Oh,
if we went from here
like
to
Japan or something,
to
you start
Tokyo?
Going backwards in time. Go ahead in that direction.
No, you go over the international dateline,
so,
don't
you?
Don't
back, you go back in time. Yeah. Well, back in time. The time... Clock goes backwards. Obviously, you're not traveling freaking time, but yeah.
You know, I wouldn't doubt someday somebody's going to unlock that.
I don't think that's going to happen soon. We're going to unlock a lot of other stuff that's more achievable first, like curing certain diseases and stuff. That's going to happen long before anybody starts time traveling. Because you know what? There's not thousands of universities around the world putting research into time traveling like there is like stopping cancer.
Well, maybe if you're studying quantum physics.
You could study this shit all you want, but if you're not doing research and experimentation and whatnot, you're not traveling time. So it's not going to happen anytime soon.
Then how is it that they say, is this all just conjecture, that they say all realities are running at one time?
It's just people that like to eat mushrooms and have they don't have jobs, so they just sit around and pretend they're like they did back in the frickin' way back in the days, the philosophers. Why don't you get a fucking job and go out there and grow shit? They're rich. People that have nothing to do is sit around and think, you know. Yeah, that's great. How about thinking that you should go out there and farm some food for all the poor people, you bastard?
Well, he's in a mood tonight.
I'm just saying, like all those, oh, Aristotle, well, you're a fucking Aristotle. Go out there and frickin' do some work, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Speaking of mushrooms, how's that for a segue?
Yeah, I can't imagine where we're going now with mushrooms.
Well, I was reading today that a certain pilot who's off duty got on a certain, at some plane, and was flying. They said where it was going to.
Yeah, what airline was it? So you don't need a lot of details.
I'm bad at the details.
Then just summarize it.
Anyway,
try to do a play-by-play.
It was
just
a full plane.
Picture.
It was a full plane. So he sat in the jump seat in the cockpit. I don't know what's wrong with me. Anyway, he sat up.
They happened to have, I guess, a seat in the cockpit.
Yeah. And as they were taking off, I think they might have said Seattle, and they were heading toward Oregon.
They were not far from each other.
Yeah.
Very, very short plane ride.
The off-duty pilot all of a sudden was starting to hallucinate something fierce, thought he was at home sleeping in the middle of a nightmare.
In the middle of the nightmare.
And he wanted to reach up and, I guess, have these paddles that will dispense all of the fuel and will actually shut the engines off. And, of course, the other two that were in the cockpit, they decided very quickly that they were going to restrain him. And when the plane, what do they call that when they deroute? They
rerouted it?
Yeah, well, made an emergency landing or circled back. Anyway, the gist of this is he was then evaluated, and the assessment is that 2 days ago he had been with friends at a funeral, and they all decided to take psychedelic mushrooms. Saying, could somebody join you for dinner that the rest of us can't see? I mean, he was getting a kick out of this. And I only recognized him.
Deja vu for everybody here.
Oh, great. Anyway,
the story is I
had never been left, you know, in another part of the country like that. And
I heard that part.
I had like 3 days to go get there. I was on a Las Vegas junket. Yeah, but there was some killer running around. So a very good friend of mine back home in Minneapolis told me, here's what you do. You stay in the room, watch movies on your TV that back then you'd pay for. And she said, order room service. So I did, till it was time to go catch the plane to go home. And I asked her, how do I do this? She said, put on a pretty dress and everybody will help you with your luggage. Damn, she was right. Put on a nice dress, went and checked out of the hotel, got ready to go out to, what do they call him, the door guy, doorman.
He's got a different name probably, a real fancy name, but yeah, the doorman.
Mm, he's like, oh, young lady, let me help you with your bags.
Usually they got a bellhop.
Yeah.
Usually when you go to a casino, was a casino in the hotel? Was there a casino in the hotel?
Yeah, there was.
Usually those places just cater to you, even if you're a schmuck, because you're coming there to you're going to spend a lot of money. Even if you don't spend it on your hotel room, you're going to spend it in that casino. So they're going to treat you like royalty.
Oh, they did.
No matter, you could be a jerk and freaking bull. They're going to treat you like you're the king of all kings.
For the first 2 days, they treated us great because Brian and I were down there gambling and drinking.
That's the problem. That's why we didn't have any callers.
Oh, what was the problem?
It didn't connect right. We had to reconnect. That's why you heard that.
Oh, okay.
So keep on chit-chatting.
I'm glad I had a story.
Yeah, actually, that worked out good. It worked out good. Oh, yeah. International shout-out to Virgil in the UK.
Good to have you with us, Virgil. It just goes to show, even in the worst circumstances later, there will be a lot of humor. Because guess who was on the plane in our, you know, we had assigned seats. Oh, yeah, what did you call him? Mofo Brian? Oh, yeah, he was right there. Well, hey, Deb, how are you? He had gone to another hotel, and we had no cell phones.
No, not back in those days.
No, there was a reason he abandoned me there. He wanted to go down to the pool in his little Speedo thinking that he was, you know, big man on a casino campus. And I said, hey, how about if we get a little breakfast first? Because we'd been up drinking most of the night. And we shared a hotel room. And he said, no, I just want to go down to the pool. I said, gee, Brian, could, you know, I invited you to join me. You'd think you could. He got so mad. He took his towel. Remember, he's in his Speedo. He's got this towel, and he's whipping the bed, not by me, but his bed. What? And he's going, you goddamn bitches. You're all the same. You just want us men to make you happy all the time. And I said, gee, Brian, I'm getting a pretty good clue why you don't have a girlfriend, because you're an ass. You're a nut job. You're crazy. Oh, well, that was Brian. He took his suitcase, and in his Speedo, he left me in the hotel. So, but later, I've laughed many times over finding him in the seat next to me.
I don't know how you could even have sat together. Would you just agree and ignore each other?
Well, he was like, Deb, I'm glad to see you. Are you ready to apologize to me? And I turned to him. He was like in your spot. And I rattled off some very choice cuss word at this boy, this man boy, man child.
International shout out to Rachel in Australia.
All right, are we ready where I can stop?
Well,
not yet.
If you don't stop if you're not done. Is it done?
Well, he tried to send me apology letters, and I'd take them, and on the back in big letters, F, you know, you, and send them right back.
And folks have to remember, when she says letters, this was back in, what, the 80s when
there were letters.
They were letters, actual good, hey, post office, here's my stamp letters, not emails or things like that.
It might have actually been 1980.
Well, I just threw 80s out there. I figured it was 80s. Just throwing numbers. Just throwing shit out there.
So, yeah, it's funny, though. Just letting you know that you never know what's going to happen. I had no idea he was, as you British folks say, a twat, which is a bad word where I live.
I would imagine it's not a good word there, Deb. You wouldn't call somebody that if you wanted it to be a good word.
Terry Sue once posted something and said, this is my mom. She's such a twat. And I thought, I wonder if that means like a funny person to them. I'd use the other word of see you next Tuesday, if you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean. A little, that's Dice, isn't it? Andrew Dice.
Oh, and I did insult him. I said, oh, and by the way, you better ditch the Speedo. You've got nothing to put in it. As we were departing that plane.
Good.
Ooh, yeah.
All right. On that note, since we straightened out the problem.
Catherine says in 1980 she was a sophomore in high school.
I might have been also, yeah, probably right around then. I would be. Depends on what, 80, early 80, late 80.
You're 7 years younger than me.
I'm just saying, in 1980.
Yeah.
Depends. You know, was it spring? They would have been out of 80. Then I would have been, if it was 80 itself, I'd have been the year before. Then if it's fall,
it would
have been a new school year in fall.
Yeah.
So yeah, but you know, you're just throwing 80 out. You don't know the exact year. It's 80-ish.
I could probably think of what songs were on the radio.
Well, not gonna help for 53 years ago, Deb, trying to fucking nail that down to a year. 53.
Thompson Twins were big.
Oh, that was around 83.
Hold me now.
That was 1984, actually, that song.
Oh, was
it? I believe it was 84. I believe that was 84 that song came out. So there's your time frame.
Well, actually, I don't know if could have maybe. Only thing is the airline ticket.
It would have been early 80. It would have been late 83 or early 84
the
when that
junket
song
came from my divorce settlement. And I just, whoever wanted to go with me, I would take them. So there you go. Michael Bolton was a little boy at that time.
Yeah, 80s, no, you know, Michael Bolton was not big in the 80s. Even if he was a musical man, he hadn't made him big yet. Not as far as big.
I only remember Thompson Twins and the guy that sang About My Stride, not going to...
Nothing going to break in my stride?
That one.
That was right all around that same time frame, right around 84-ish.
Okay.
84-ish was a big year for music.
Uptown Girl.
83, 84, and 85, right around then, a whole bunch of shit. Yeah. And a lot of it was spurned by MTV, because MTV was new on the market. Everybody was like, wow. And they literally showed videos around the clock. Then they'd have little breaks where they would have video news. They talk about music news, the commercials, but they didn't have any reality. I'm 16 and I'm pregnant because I'm a slut. They didn't have any of those shows out there or stupid like that. They didn't have any of that stupid shit.
Teenage pregnancy.
Yeah, they didn't have any of those stupid ass shows.
Julie Brown was on.
24/7.
She was on.
There was a whole bunch of, they call them BJs, video jockeys. Yeah. There was a bunch of them. It was nothing but videos around the clock. And with commercials that you have to pay the bills. And then they would actually have breaks where they talked about music news.
Yeah. Oh, it was really fascinating.
And the bars all had it on. At least one station in a bar would have the MTV on it because people would watch it. And be like, holy shit, because that when Thriller came out, everybody watched the shit out of that because it was like a little it was like a little mini movie.
It was.
You know?
And people didn't have their asses and their boobs all hanging out.
When?
And the only one I remember...
Where? And what are you talking about?
On MTV in the beginning.
Oh, they did.
Well, how about...
Really?
White,
would you like me to pick some videos out there? There's a lot of them.
White Snake with Tawny Kitaen was on top of that car, you know?
Yeah, that was later in the 80s, wasn't it?
That was when I moved out here.
That was later, late 80s, yeah. Yeah, everybody did. All the chicks had...
Madonna was big.
All the chicks had all their stuff hanging out. That's what they did. Sex has always been... They've been doing... Look at Marilyn Monroe in those movies. Ever see that movie, Some Like It Hot?
Of course.
She had all her stuff hanging out. Her boobs were practically jumping out of all her clothes.
Isn't that where she stood over the...
I don't know if it was that one. She did a bunch of movies. But it was Some Like It Hot when she was like a part of this all-music band, and Tony Curtis and another guy were trying to get jobs as musicians, and they posed as women. So they were hanging out with them. A lot of times she'd be running around a little negligee in neck because she thought those guys were women.
And that was around the time when Sears and JCPenney... and Montgomery Ward send the big catalogs to your house. I'll bet you masturbated to those bras.
What? We just talked about MTV, and now she's talking about catalogs. Where did you just go?
It was in that time frame.
Didn't they have like a spring, winter, and fall, and then they come out
the
with like a Christmas
book,
one. Didn't they have like a Christmas one they'd send out too?
Yeah.
For free for people that don't, I mean, you got it. If you bought one thing from them, which everybody kind of did eventually, Spiegel's, J.C. Spiegel's was a big one. They were like, that was a catalog.
Well,
only,
your mom
right?
was a catalog queen.
Well, they all were. Yeah. I mean, they all were back then. Those mothers, all mothers back then did that a lot. And you could order it, and then they'd pick it up. It would go right to the store if you didn't ship it to your house sometimes. I think it might have been a little cheaper. They could pick it up there.
Yeah.
Yep. So there we go. Let's turn back to time and talk about the way things were. The way we were. Area code 630, Illinois. Thank you for being patient. We didn't even know we had technical problems until I got sick of seeing no phone callers after 20 minutes.
Hello there.
Welcome.
Hey. Hi.
Jack it all the way up.
No, no more.
Hi. 630. Hello. 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 Hey. Hello. Hey, give the kid a milkshake, man. Get back on the phone.
What do you want?
I don't know. Give him. I'll knock him the hell out, or him or her.
All right.
How about that? I saw that one picture on the internet that said like something about a kid being a brat. Shows this kid in a high chair with this green stuff all over his face. Obviously, he's a kid, and he had a weird look on his face. He says, "Give him a NyQuil cake." And I was like, "It was NyQuil, like a kid was all stoned from NyQuil."
That was a joke, right?
Well, yeah, it was on the. Of course, it was. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hello, hello, hello. Apparently she's babysitting. I don't know who this is. It's Illinois. That's all I know. I don't know.
6:30 used to be Lily.
Yeah, it could be. But 6:30s are.
But Lily's down.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Maybe we got butt dialed. Always teach your children how to swear at a young age. Can you say fuck? Hello?
Rachel. Fucking dope.
Yeah.
Send me this thing of little boys going, oh, fucking dope.
It's possible that we were butt dialed. We're gonna go back on hold. Hello. I guess we're not on speakerphone.
We have.
I don't know. We're not on speakerphone.
Hello.
Hey. Hey.
Mama.
Mama. I think we totally didn't mean to call. All right, we'll go back on mute there. Obviously, we're not on speakerphone. That's why I was trying to yell. Sometimes when somebody's on speakerphone, obviously they're going to hear that, even if it's in their purse.
Yeah.
But unless they got it turned down. I mean, we don't know the volume on her phone and stuff. But even if you don't have it on speakerphone, if your phone is at a decent volume, sometimes you can still barely hear somebody talking, even if it's not on speakerphone. So obviously, that failed miserably.
Catherine, let's get the cane. My grandfather had a cane, and he used it.
Yeah.
He was from Ukraine.
You shouldn't use a cane, though. A cane can actually break a bone with it.
Well, we'd hide.
That's why they use like
we'd
little.
We'd hide under staircases and stuff, and he'd be like.
That's why they use like those switches. They call them like a branch, because it's gonna give. It's not. It's gonna hurt the skin. It's gonna cause pain, but it's gonna be no bone breaking.
Did you ever have to go pick out your own switch?
No. I was.
Well,
I never pushed it the envelope on that. None of us really did.
We had a poopy boomer.
We were like, no, let's not go down that road.
A poopy boomer is. Remember those paddles, wooden paddles that have a rubber band and a ball attached, and you'd be like,
I don't even know if they had a name.
Well, we called it the poopy boomer because when the ball came off, mother kept that, and let me tell you, it will really chap your ass when you get the poopy boomer. So that's all I have to say about that.
That's all I got to say about that.
Oh, there's the update from Catherine.
Well, I was watching that. The game was over when I shut the thing off.
Yeah.
It was basically over.
Looks like Eagles didn't do so much.
It's supposed to be it was like a replay of last year's NFC Championship game, which is San Francisco. All their quarterbacks got hurt. So, I mean, of course they got beat last year. And San Francisco went into Philadelphia this year and slapped them like little girls, like little bad little girls, slapped them around, said slap, 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 slap. So it's like, well, they're a fraud this year. They've won so many close, come-from-behind games, and everybody's all, it's like, those, you know, when you win those close games, it's cool during the regular season. Usually doesn't fly in the playoffs or when you play a really good team, and hence the really good team.
We have a hockey scandal going on.
I guess the entire country does in the NHL. Yeah. And you know what? Let's call it international because there's plenty of international players on the NHL. They're all over the place.
What? A funny story.
Corey Perry.
Bring them up to speed.
I remember him. He's been in the NHL for a while, and I remember, I believe he came up as a rookie with the Anaheim Ducks, and he was pretty damn good then. And he's 30, I don't know, is he like in his mid-30s or maybe mid to upper 30s? I don't remember. I think he is maybe. He's still pretty good enough to stay in the NHL. And supposedly the team just fucking said, goodbye, we don't want your services anymore. And there's a lot of scandal going on, remember? Well, you're better on the scandal part, so you could talk about that.
Who?
The scandal part.
I'm not sure about who did whose mother.
Well, there was a reason. Well, why did this guy get, why did this team all of a sudden, there was a problem, all of a sudden, they right during a game, he was traveling with the team, they said, you know what, you're a healthy scratch, which means we're not dressed. You always have extra. You take people with you, but you don't. There's only so many you can actually have dressed for a game.
Yeah.
And the other ones, like you might have a third goalie. He's called a healthy scratch. He's scratched. He's not available. He's traveled with the team, but he is not there on the bench. He's not being dressed.
That's Perry.
They call health a healthy scratch. So they made him a healthy scratch, even though he's a starter. And then later they said, oh, we're putting him on waivers, and then going to be basically cut from the team. Apparently, there was a big story that they drafted a great, like a really great rookie this year. And apparently one thing that was, is that this Corey Perry slept with this rookie's mom. And it's not really not good to sleep with your teammate's mom. And, you know, figure about it, the rookie's probably like 19. So Corey Perry and that mom are probably not far off age-wise. So they're, you know, maybe that happened. They met and they're like, ooh, we like each other. But then they're like, well, geez.
Yeah.
But then there was like, then they said, well, actually he had got intoxicated and had an altercation or some kind of incident with a team official. That's all they said. But apparently he got drunk and who knows, the team official could have been somebody with a suit and tie and that type of part of the team, you know, vice president or something. And he got drunk. And now later he goes, oh, yeah, I apologize, everybody. I'm going to go through alcohol rehab and blah, blah, blah. I'm sure his wife and his child are pretty impressed.
Oh, yeah, and he's got a really, really pretty wife, a darling son.
Yeah, that picture, I don't know how old that picture was. I don't know if that's recent or if that was.
Yeah, well.
We don't know. We don't know when that picture was taken. I would say that's probably, he probably just didn't have the kid, but maybe he did. Maybe he partied around and waited till he hit his 30s before he got married and had a kid. He could have done that because the kid was young in the picture.
And I'm sure the mother was a MILF. So what are you going to do?
Well, not really. A MILF, but probably about his same age. And she was probably like 5 years. She was probably in her early 40s. But once you get around, you know how it is. Once you're in your upper 30s, early 40s, not a big deal anymore. Like when you're 18, ooh, an 18-year-old going out with a 25-year-old. It's not like that once you start get up 30, 40, 50 years old. That little, a little 10, 5, 7, you don't care 7 years. That ain't
even 20.
I'm just saying, well, that's a big difference. If you're
40 to 60, there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah, but that's a big difference, though. I'm saying it's not going on. There's freaking Robert De Niro's fathering children. You know what I mean? So I'm not saying it's not going on. I'm just saying it's weird when it gets to be that big of an age gap is all I'm saying. But that wasn't for those two. Probably.
But how interesting. You think the only bad boys are in the, what do you call it, the felon.
I'm not sure what word you seek.
National Felon League, NFL. National Felon League, felon.
That's not as bad as it used to be.
No,
it's not as bad because they've started kicking people off the team for any little discrepancy now.
That's good.
So actually, NBA is kind of more lackadaisical about stuff. Those guys, they tolerate, the NBA of all the leagues tolerate stuff more than the other leagues as far as guys doing stuff they shouldn't do. A little bit more. They're all kind of worried about their image, but they were the ones, you know, they were the ones that never really gave a crap about pot like all the other ones did. They didn't give two squats about guys smoking dope. Pot.
No.
Nah. They never made it a big deal, but all the other leagues did. So, all right. I guess it's time to pick up the phone. Let's try it again.
Yeah.
We're going to try area code 630 again. Oh, I don't think we have 630 here.
630.
That sounds like Lily.
It does? Listen. She must be babysitting.
She doesn't do that, though, without the guy, I'm sure. I wish she got the guy with a kid.
I will have to send her a message.
Hello.
Lily. Where are you at?
No matter who it is, if they are in Illinois, they're an hour behind us. So the kid probably is still got a lot of energy left at 6:42 p.m., right? Probably.
Yeah, I guess you're okay.
I think that means she totally butt-dialed us, 100%. Did she call us on Friday or was it Thursday? She called us real recent. So obviously, we were pretty high on her list and check.
All right. I think we need to let them go.
The kid's starting to piss me off. He's not even my kid. I'd be like, settle down there, Buck Rogers, or I'm going to freaking drop kick your ass to Tomorrowland. Hello, man. Nighttime. After dinner and stuff, we don't start getting all we're outy and ramming around. You can stay up and play and stuff, but you start chilling after dinner.
Yeah, you do.
They'll start getting all fired up and wired in my freaking watch there, Buckarone.
Buckarone.
Buckaroni, Buckaroo, Schmiggle. And then let's move on to the next caller. Area code. Oh, look at that. I hate when it does that. There we go. Area code 520. Lisa. Welcome.
Hi.
Are you here, Lisa? Mm-mm. Lisa. What in the flying hell's going on? We know the phone lines are working because we heard that brat screaming forever. I don't want to say brat because she's going to hear this and hate my guts. That child that had a lot of energy was making lots of noise. So we know the phone lines are working. Usually what works in this case a lot of times is even if Lisa's, she'll a lot of times go to mute and do stuff. If I disconnect her, 630 got disconnected. I don't understand. You realize, oh, shit, I was on the phone. I will disconnect Lisa. Lisa, call back.
She's
going to hear us. And she will. No, no, the phone lines are working. We're working great with whoever was 630 was. They just weren't on the phone. It'll be funny to see if 630 calls back. I can't wait to have that conversation. I hope they call back.
Why? What do you want from them?
Well, say, it sounds like you were babysitting the Tasmanian devil, basically. Remember that?
When I was a little kid, I was scared to death of that cartoon thing, whatever that thing was. Yeah,
they're little. They're not big. But apparently they're mean, ornery little bastards.
Well, there's a place called Tasmania.
Well, Rachel would probably know best about all that stuff. That is in her neck of the woods.
And I wonder if they have devils, Tasmanian devils.
What's the name of that? That's probably the nickname. I'm sure it's not its real Greek, or not Greek. It's Latin-given mammal name, but that's what they call it. Hello. All right, we're going to try it again. Area code 520.
Sorry.
Are you with us?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Hello.
I was trying to get to you. Sorry, I was talking to my sister, and I was watching you guys on the phone here.
Right.
For
cool.
Us. I thought,
right.
When you hang up, I thought, oh, my God, he's picked me up on the phone. Oh, no.
We usually figure if the hang up, usually you get somebody's attention if they're busy when they were on hold. No, it's no big deal. No, I mean, I don't know if you were paying attention to all the 630, the previous caller we never actually got through to, but yeah.
No.
That was interesting. But anyway, you are here. Huh? We finally have somebody live on the phones. Somebody is alive talking back to us. All we heard before in the first caller was a kid running around sounding like he was freaking Damien.
Yeah.
Damien the Beast.
Oh, oh no.
No. All right, bring it on. Bring it on.
Tell
bring,
us.
Bring it on, sister.
We need an update badly. Yeah.
Well, I talked to the neighbor last night, and because he had been reaching out through text and calling lots of times, and I didn't. That's unusual. And then I talked to him last night, and
you did?
Okay. And I simply said. We were talking about stuff, and then I said, you know, I want to make it clear that I want us to go to different watering holes. And he said, well, you can't tell me where I can go or I can't go. I said, no, but I don't want you poaching my friends, and I don't want he had read his poetry at Thanksgiving Day dinner, and I ended the talk last night with him. I said, next Thanksgiving Day dinner, I'm going to write a poem to my clitoris and see how people like that. And because his poem was about, and there were children there. I just thought it was inappropriate, his poem. He was talking
about?
It was about, I'd heard his poem before. He'd read it to me before. It was about making love in the night and making love and making love and making love. I mean, I think making love was in the poem several times, and then in the dead of the night and begging for more and begging for more. And you know, we're at a Thanksgiving dinner with families, and anyway, said in the poem, he said, I beg for more and I beg for more, and then I say, yes, I beg for more poetry. And so then last night I said, I'm going to write a poem to my clitoris and do it at the next Thanksgiving dinner.
Make sure a whole bunch of people, friends of his, are around so it can be inappropriate for him. Yeah. So then he can actually be embarrassed.
So, and I wasn't embarrassed. You know, I just thought, wow, this is so inappropriate. I've heard other poems, you know. Anyway.
I would have
so
been embarrassed.
I,
but for him?
You know, no, because he's associated with me. And I was like, oh, that's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just had my head down. I had my head down staring
was
at my feet.
Was he talking about anatomy? Like,
no.
You know.
She didn't say that. She just figured she would, if she was going to make jokingly make her own poem, she would make it very inappropriate. That's all. And that's pretty inappropriate. If you're going to make a poem, oh, my private parts. Remember that freaking guy, that joke guy, that Rodney, who sings those country songs? Show them to me. Show me your titty song. He wrote that one song about it. He wrote like a letter to his penis.
What did he say?
Dear penis. He's singing the song too in country. It's hilarious. I don't think I like you anymore. It's a hilarious song. And his penis writes him a letter back. That's pretty funny too. And he sings it in country-ish.
Oh
so.
My god.
But anyway, it could be pretty funny with you.
So then I told him too. I said I'm not. I said I'm gonna call the significant other of the woman, you know, that I've told you about, T.
Yeah.
T, her initial T. I said, I'm going to call her significant other and ask him. And he said, go ahead, because he didn't know what I was going to say. I said, I'm going to ask him if you're ever, and I put on, you know, this fake accent. I said, if you're ever, ever available to go to coffee with me, or you want to go and just listen to music with me, oh, sign me up. And he was getting really, looked like I was, like he was feeling squashed. And he's, you know, and I just said, I said some other things to him too. I just said, I'm not doing it anymore with you. I don't want you to come to places that I've come. I made a big mistake in introducing you to my friends. I'm not going to do that anymore. I don't want us at the same watering hole. I don't want to be seen with you out in public. I said, you make me feel horrible, and I don't like what you do. You poach my friends, and you're a social climber. And he was just trying to laugh it off. And I said, and I'm done with all that. And he... I did some other things, too, and he just, I told him, I don't want you using my tools. I don't want you. Did I sound mad like Four of the Roses? And he said, well.
You don't touch my tools here, mister. You don't touch my tools or I break your face.
I said, you don't, he said, everything I do is for us. And I said, well. Oh, yeah, I said, repairing the Flaccid Sultan's water heaters for us. I said, you use my tools for that. And so, I don't know, sound like divorce talk, I guess, what I was doing, drawing a line in the sand. Who knows?
I'm really proud of you, Lisa. That was a big step for you, too, right? Come on.
Oh, yeah, I'm letting the woman talk here.
Yeah.
I'm letting the woman. This is woman talk. You tell her, Deb.
Well, you know what? I still need a reading with you, Deb. So whenever you can do it,
tomorrow.
I would love to.
For sure, yeah.
Find out if she's got what her schedule is tomorrow.
Yeah. Too much
Thank
too
you.
Much on the agenda today. I couldn't get with you.
Tomorrow
That's
you should have.
I have nothing tomorrow.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff I don't share on the air. And I
just,
but that stuff that I said, you know, he wanted to know why I was so tired. And, well, I didn't tell him. I've been out partying all day with my girlfriend. We did it up. We had a good time. And
you told him you went to a sausage party.
Yeah. Yeah. What did I say?
That's right. There was, yep, exactly that.
Yeah.
There was more dicks there than if I went to a Richard convention.
Yeah. I said I was still recovering from driving my grandson, but it's not, yeah, I don't know. That's why I'd love to have a reading with you, Deb. I don't know.
She doesn't know. So that means that she kind of just wants a little general big picture of the current state of the union type of
exactly.
reading. The current state of the union, anything you see happening in the near future, any information, she would like it.
Yeah, is he going to get nasty with me? Because sometimes he turns like a viper, and I don't want him flattening my tires. I don't want him trying to get back
at me. Would he really actually do that?
Yeah, would he really, at his age?
That sounds like a 16-year-old. And even then, 16-year-old guys don't usually do that to chicks. It's the other way around. The chicks are usually the teenagers that do shift the guys' cars.
No, I would never do anything bad.
No, I know you wouldn't, but I can't even believe he would. I mean, I don't know this guy, but I figure he's old enough to think that's
well,
stupid.
I hope not. I hope
okay, so you're just, she's not thinking.
I know
really.
He's gotten mad at me, and he's said things to the Flaccid about me or said things to the woman that hosts the party. And I told him last night, I said, you know, I hear things. I don't tell him I'm going to the psychic to hear it, but I tell him, I hear things, and I know what's going on, and I want it to stop.
You could just screw with his brain. I know people, you should
was
say.
Tina
screw with his brain.
The one that was, that hosted the party.
Right.
Okay. He is only just good friends with her, in case you ever needed that clarified. But he is advising her not to tell her few things. Okay, that's in the cards here.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, just to, so you know, in case all of a sudden she doesn't have anything to report.
Okay, well, I guess I can see that. If you say, hey, you know what, I live next to this person, don't say anything about anything you know.
Yeah.
Just play stupid. Who knows? I'm just throwing things out there. I don't have cards. Maybe that's the point. Right?
Yeah, I think it is because, you know, in his conversations with others, he makes it look like you are the one.
Oh, absolutely. You know that's guaranteed. You know for a fact the picture he's painting is totally different when he talks to people.
See, when he gets mad at me, I think he does talk bad about me, and that's what upsets me, too.
Right.
I have no control over that, I know.
No, you don't, but she's kind of saying that, too, that basically, just remember, he's going to paint the picture that you probably got some issues, probably he's going to say to people.
Yes.
She overreacts to everything. She's suspicious. She's got a lot of emotional problems. You better just don't tell her anything.
She's trying to control me.
That's probably what he's going to say. She's my neighbor, you know, we're good friends and stuff, but she's like way over the top and she's jealous. He's probably making all sorts of shit up, you know. And people don't know. They just know what he's telling them. They don't know.
Well, and in terms of him and you, he's going to start coming at you like gangbusters to get back in your...
Oh, you mean romance-wise?
Oh, yeah.
Like it's Valentine's Day stuff?
Yeah, he's going to really give it the hard sell.
Are you going to be serenading outside her window?
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know.
You know what I mean? I'm obviously not in real life, but that type of stuff, super romantic, he's going to try to get.
Yeah, I'm getting the feeling it's like that old song about kiss. I'm going to kiss you all over.
I want to kiss you all over. Over again. Was that 70s,
yeah.
I think?
No, 80s. No, but I think that was a disco-y kind of thing.
Yeah, I think it was 70s anyway. It wasn't real disco-y, but it could be transitional, and we are totally sidetracking off Lisa's reading.
Yeah, well, that's what he's going to do now, is he's got to come back strong with you.
Coming on strong.
Yeah, to get you off this track of being so openly forceful with him. You know, he prefers you, I know it's a terrible word, but he prefers you more submissive. You know, you used to ignore him. A year ago, you were madly, you know, in love
him. Oh, yeah. The other day when we came back from that trip, he said, would you sign a contract? And I said, a contract? And then he started laughing. And he has this weird voice. I've noticed these two different voices he uses. And, you know, and then he said, and then I said, yeah, I'll sign a contract. Like, yeah, I'll do anything. I didn't say that. But, you know, I just, you know, madly in love with the dude. And then that's what he wants.
The contract thing would actually disturb me.
Contract for relationship? For
marriage?
Oh, she thought,
cause he, talked
she thought he was
about
playing
marriage.
With words. I got it.
Marriage before. He's talked about Las Vegas. He's talked to, you know.
Yeah. You're right. You've mentioned that before. So you just assumed that he would. But yeah, marriage is a contract. So I can see that assumption. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not thinking on my feet. Maybe he wasn't even referring to that. Maybe it was a contract to go buy a vacuum. Who knows?
I think you would have known that.
Yeah, and what would that be for a vacuum? You get it Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. He gets it Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, and on Sunday.
There's no cup.
The vacuum rest.
But
by the way, those of you on Facebook, you are amongst a wonderful lady there, and Isabel Garcia. I have known you, hon, for, oh my
God. I gave her the number so you can call in.
Since I first started on the radio.
Yep, I put in the number so you can call in.
Yeah, she's a super lovely lady.
Okay, well, the number has been there. If you desire to call in, you can call in. But
I love you too.
We have a queue. You can call in and get in the queue. You don't have to wait till the reading's over when you call in. It's the messenger thing.
Yeah.
Back to Lisa. All right, Lisa, what do you got, Deb? Any final? Did you see anything other than?
This is good. Where you're going with him is into a place of transparency. And I like that you said you stay out of my turf and I'll stay out of yours.
Right. And you know what? You guys are going to obviously have more in depth of a, we're going to have a private reading.
Yeah. And we'll get into.
Which everybody here can do. They can have a private reading and then you can really open up. Because it's just you two. It's not everybody else on this planet listening.
Yeah, and the thing is, I only lay them out once during, the show.
Right.
But when we're in private, we lay them out, with as many.
Whatever time block you have reserved as many times as it takes.
Yeah.
Yep. It's your time. It's one-on-one. You and Miss Deborah Lee. Well, one-on-one. Yes, I'm not even there to be a pain in your ass. I'm not there. Even if it's I'm off work, I'm not there. I'm out dumb in another room doing something, watching football, playing with a dog, maybe
he
doing shots of beer.
Shots of beer.
You joke about that. Remember that power hour game we played?
Oh, the kids got us. When my husband was still alive, we would do this power hour thing. Maybe many of you have heard of it. It's an actual, what was it, a CD or a...
You go on YouTube and you can find it. And,
Power
and,
Hour.
And they'll show a whole bunch of cool Seinfeld clips and a bunch of other comedy clips. And then once every 60 seconds, a little thing pops up to drink. And every 60 seconds, you have to drink 1 ounce of beer. You can laugh at that. It sounds funny until you get into about 8 hours into it. Then you know what?
Oh, I had to... I pegged out early on that.
It was just me and Casey.
Yeah, it was.
And I bailed out just because, hey, I'm old and I want to go to sleep. Me and him could have done it, and nobody would have won. It's like, it was one of those things where it's like, nobody's going to win this. I want to go to sleep. I'm like 20-some years older than you, whatever. I want to go to sleep.
They would do this before they go out to the clubs.
Oh, not for as long as we did it.
No, but I mean, they do a power hour.
We did it till like 2-something in the morning, and there was people passed out and puking and everything. But
oh, my God.
Daryl.
That was after Daryl died when I did that.
When Daryl was still alive,
he couldn't have hung that long.
He was speaking a whole different language at the point that they were done. I mean, it was, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so when I say a shot of beer, don't laugh at that.
Yeah.
Because if you have one every 60 seconds for hours and hours, damn. We had to do little pauses so we could get rid of the empties and go get new beers. We had them out on the cooler on the porch and get ready because pouring, and all to 60 seconds, you're constantly pouring beers. So, all right, back to Lisa.
Yeah. Go ahead.
He told me that I can't tell him where he can go and how he can go. And I said, and then I broke it down, the reasons that I stood different waterfalls. You know, I don't want to be seen in public with you.
Right.
Oh, this relationship is really breaking down. You know, if you look at this, because it's like he hasn't got respect for you anymore. And you're seeing, you know, to who he is.
Yeah. Well, you guys are going to have an interesting talk because obviously she's got a lot of things she wants to tell you that are probably going to, you know, be more pertinent. So that'll be interesting.
Yes, and Isabel, emergency reading on my calendar if you are available tomorrow.
Yeah, I put the website where she can do that. Yeah. All right, good night, Catherine. She's going to watch the Chiefs and the Packers. I don't know about that game. I don't know. Chiefs aren't that hot this year. And Packers, no, they're just the Packers.
They're just not, they're nothing special.
Well, they're playing better. Their quarterback, Jordan Love, is playing better the last, like, 3-4 weeks. He's playing better. The Chiefs' offense is kind of flat. Their defense is a lot better, but their offense is boring. So, yep. All right, back to Lisa.
Okay.
All right, so what do you got for Lisa? Got anything? You got anything? What do you got?
It's your turn now.
I'm not prepared for my turn because I got another caller here, and I wanted to see who that was possibly. I don't know. The clock is ticking. We went over the show time.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
I got I'm going to give you a lighted. Oh, let me play the harps. The harps. They are special. Here's your lighted gold pathway oracle card. We're going to do a quick little mini shuffle, and I'll do the cut the deck, and I'll pull the top card, and it says. Dun, 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 dun. The subject of your card is make the most of it. Make use of your time and all resources. Look for more knowledge or clients. I love that. That's great. Hey, remember, there's some always, Zabit says that, or clients.
Or clients.
Learn from the mistakes and also from others to build up more skills and confidence. So make the most of the time. Learn from your own mistakes and learn from other people who have things, too, you can learn from, even if they're dumbasses. Yeah. You know, you can learn stuff. You can learn how not to be a dumbass, if nothing else, if you're surrounded by dumbasses. But, yeah. Which is learning.
Well,
I still say that's learning.
Oh, you're so welcome, hon. And I will definitely be in touch with you all. I will. I promise.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I've got others that are going to want to schedule for tomorrow, too.
And, you know, it's like
yeah.
You can learn. Like, if you're a young kid... A lot of times, a lot of kids will egg that one kid on. He's kind of a dumbass, but you can talk him into doing anything. Hey, dude, go do that. And you're like, well, I was curious what happens when somebody could do that. But that guy, I could talk him into doing it. Let's let him do it and see what the fuck happens. He can do that as a child. And you learn, I'm glad he did that because that went wrong, and now I know not to do that. But we talked Bob into doing it because Bob's an idiot. You know, when you're a child, it's good to have that idiot kid around that'll do anything. I'll do it. All right, Bob.
I have idea where... He's at with
the I was talking about how you can learn stuff even from people being idiots. You can still learn from idiots. It don't have to be you don't have to be surrounded by freaking brainiacs to learn things. You can learn things from dumbasses. In other words, I'm not
of what not to do.
Exactly. And that's what I meant as a kid. A lot of kids we don't know what's gonna happen. We find that one kid that you can talk into anything. He responds to peer pressure and you tell him to go try something that you've never tried. And you watch and go like either that worked out great, good, now we're all going to try it, or that sucked. You be the first one to go down this hill on this one weird toboggan. You go first, Bob.
Okay.
Then he hits a tree. He's like, all right, we're not going. Thanks for doing that, Bob. The time?
Yeah,
is
unfortunately,
the time?
We are out of time.
It is Sunday. Usually Friday and Saturdays, we like to extend the show like a good 90 minutes plus, but we've extended enough to finish our call, and we must move on. Sorry, folks. Better to be early than late. That is the rule of thumb. And where are we going to be tomorrow?
We will be on News for the Soul.
Indeed we will. It'll be a different number. And it will be an hour earlier. And I'm not going to tell you the number because nobody writes down anything anymore.
Yeah.
If you're a blog talker, you can go on Blog Talk's website and look for News for the Soul. You'll see where we're coming up. We'll be coming up at like 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You'll see it. It'll have the number there for you. If you're a Facebooker, Deb will post before the show starts with a number and all that stuff, too, so you can call in. So we do all we can do to help you call in and be first and not last. It's better to be first than not last.
It really is. Please.
Indeed.
Please.
All right. We heard this song today, right?
Yes.
Ever.
So please, if you're able, join us tomorrow at 3 p.m. Pacific.
And this is the night to our blog talkers, our Facebookers. We're not shutting that down yet. Blog Talk.
Take care.
We'll see you in less than 24 hours, or hear you at least, Blog Talk.